The nation's colleges get graded. From the University of Michigan, this is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams, in for Lester Graham. The National Wildlife Federation has come out with a green report card on the nation's colleges and universities. The group surveyed more than 1,000 schools. Julian Canary is with the group. She says most schools have plans in place.
Everything from reducing waste to building greener buildings. One area, though, where campuses are still lagging behind is in educating students, ironically.
She says schools should be doing more to educate non-science majors about things like climate change. Meanwhile, some college students are doing their own experiments in greener living. Maggie Casey goes to Oberlin College in Ohio. She and her 7 roommates spent last year living as lightly as they could. That meant saving shower water in a bucket to flush the toilet and competing to see who could take the shortest shower.
And there's this guy, Andy, who would take like 1 minute and 45 seconds showers, and I would be like, I have way more hair than you. That's not fair.
This is the Environment Report. In many cultures, people sing as they work or as they travel. But in North America, most of us aren't comfortable singing out loud in public. Karen Kelly reports on a music teacher who's trying to change that by taking her students into the woods.
Ayo. Mora Vellante is leading a troop of 6 students through a path in the forest. It's rainy, buggy, and muddy. But everyone quickly gets into a groove, both with their feet and with their voice.
There's lots to look at all the time. The green and the shadows and the lake and the sky and all the different vegetation. And when I'm feeling relaxed and I'm in my body and I'm walking along and I'm in nature like that, it just makes me want to sing. You know, it inspires me to let my voice out.
If you want to do this, anyone wants to.
Vellante teaches singing in Ottawa, Canada. Every weekend in June, she leads students on a 2-hour hike around Mud Lake. I did some research to see if I could find any other organized singing hikes. I found one at a Bible camp in Virginia, and there's one at a kibbutz in Israel. And at Yellowstone National Park, they recommend singing loudly or shouting to scare off the bears. Of course, lots of people like to sing when they hike, but on this walk, Kathy Woodgold says she sings differently when they're walking in nature.
When we're in the woods, it brings out sort of a primitive spirit. Like I'm thinking, okay, let's pretend we're not civilized. Let's get in touch with our instincts and so on. And maybe that opens up some a creative spirit. It frees us to sing just random notes instead of having to feel like we have to do a predefined melody.
This isn't really a conservationist group. But teacher Mora Vellante says, in some small way, doing this helps the planet.
I think that there is a benefit to the environment for people to sing in the woods because that gets them to appreciate nature more, and appreciating nature helps you be committed to preserving it.
The small group stops at a dock overlooking Mud Lake for their only performance of the day. The audience? Ducks, frogs, mosquitoes. But they give it their all.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard.
They might be scaring more than the bears. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Americana Foundation. Your company or organization could become a sponsor of the Environment Report. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org.